Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch. Welcome back, Susie.
G'day, Kat. How you doing?
Very well. We are kicking it all off with an adaptation of a video game brought to us by HBO. This looks insane. It's The Last of Us. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, this one is actually a big deal. So The Last of Us hit our small screens last week, and it has already garnered critical acclaim and fan acclaim. Everyone loves it. So it is based on a video game called The Last of Us. It's a TV series made by HBO with 9 episodes. The first 2 episodes, you can view them right now on Sky, so you can actually start watching them. And then every week on a Monday, a new episode will come out. So what's it about? The series follows Joel. He's played by Pedro Pascal. He also played Harvey Penna in Narcos, if you remember him. He's a smuggler who is tasked with escorting a teenager through a post-apocalyptic USA after a virus has wiped out most of humanity. So Joel is a hardened, middle-aged man. He's dealing with a hard past while trying to get Ellie, that teenager, out of quarantine because she might be the key to the vaccine that's needed, as she has somehow escaped the virus, so she might be the antidote. Oh, and did I mention, Kat, that the virus turns its victims into bloodthirsty attackers? Yep, it's that kind of story.
I knew that it would need to be very dramatic for a video game. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
If you don't think there's hope for the world, why bother going on?
You haven't seen the world, so you don't know. You keep going for family.
I'm not family.
No. Your cargo.
There are a few changes from the video game, which I think make for more identifiable characters.
Yeah, so I think they did probably the right thing here. In the video game, the main character, Joel, he's got superhuman strength. But in the show, I guess they wanted to take a more realistic path. And so Joel is like many 40-something-year-olds. His knees hurts when he stands up. He also has a hearing impairment, which was caused by a close-range gunshot. And his trauma is revealed in that first episode, pre-world devastation and then the aftermath.
I really do like Pedro Pascal as an actor. I first appreciated him really in Narcos, where he played Harvey Pena, as you say, one of the DEA agents trying to take down Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, and the casting for this was really hotly debated, and a lot of fans of the game were really kind of worried that they were going to cast someone that they didn't like and worried would they get it right. But according to the positive response after only 2 episodes, it seems fair to say they might have got it right. So fans and critics are saying that they really like the script, they really like the cast, the score, the production and design, as well as the emotional depth and dark tone. And fans are happy with the chemistry between the 2 main actors who play Joel, and Bella Ramsey actually plays Ellie.
That one there, The Last of Us, which is on Sky Show. You can catch a couple of the episodes now, and then it will come out week by week every Monday. Let's take a look over at what's going on Netflix. This one comes out towards the end of this week. It is You People.
Yeah, so this comedy sees a Jewish guy and a black Muslim woman fall in love and try to bring their families together. And of course, hilarity ensues. So time will tell if these race and religion jokes hit the right notes or completely miss. We're going to have to wait and watch this one when it comes out on Netflix this week. So this one stars some real Hollywood elites. Personally, some of my favorite actors, it's got Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, Nia Long, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and the guy I consider the hunk of Hollywood, David Duchovny. So Jonah Hill was a co-writer along with Kenya Barris, who wrote a TV series called Blackish.
This not only covers race issues, also generational issues. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Your family, my family. I don't know how this is gonna work.
Well, we were technically OG slaves.
Are you trying to compare the Holocaust to slavery?
We passed the potatoes.
Our people came here with nothing like everybody else.
It's a very uncomfortable conversation.
You kidding
me? Did we ever figure out what happened with the potatoes?
Are you kidding
me? ETA on those?
That film just shy of 2 hours. It's on Netflix. It's called You People. It does build, I will say, to that kind of clash of families that we just portrayed in the snippet. It's not all negative in that way. I will just say that is just where the families come together for the first time that we chose to play. Because you get to see some of the themes that come up. So You People is on Netflix. That's out this week. And also we talked about The Last of Us, which is out on Sky Show, coming out week by week. Thanks so much, Susie, for telling us what we can watch on the small screen this week.
You are welcome, Kat. Enjoy the movies and the TV shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.